What We Look Like There. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. What We Look Like There. My. We certainly have an interesting idea of what we look like there. We all think about the end of life. We all think about the day we will move on to our next dimension. We all think about that from time to time. We are not morbid about it. We are not maudlin about it. We do not think about it a lot and think about it and worry about it, but we think about it just casually from time to time. And what will we look like there? It's an interesting thought, isn't it? Where is there? What is there? Why do we call it there and not here? Why do we call it then and not now? Because at all times we are living there. At all times we are living now. At all times we are living here. There never will be a time that we will live there somewhere else than we are living here now. And you say, well, when we drop off our bodies and we move on, where do we go? Well, we don't go any. We are in the allness. It's such a game that we play. We play the game that we don't know who we are. We play the game we don't know why we're here. We play the game that we don't really believe that we are spiritual beings. We play the game that we don't really believe that we are the ideal right now. We play the game that we don't really know that the allness and the isness are now right here. And the reason we play that game is because we don't want to play the game of being the allness right here and now. We don't want to recognize that time and space are right here, and there's going to be no other time, and there'll be no other space. But might we look different in the there? Might we look different in the afterlife and in another time because we leave this body behind? Well, we created this body. We created this body. I thought the divine created this body, something magnificent. Well, that's us. And we're not taking credit for who we are. And so because we don't take credit for who we are, we don't take credit, we are the divine right here and right now. Now, what will we look like in the there? Well, why not start looking like we would look like in the there right now in the here? Why not start looking like the ideal being that we are, our ideal self, whatever that ideal self is, right now, and live it in this moment right now, and not wait until there is a there, there is another dimension. Because the dimensions that we live on are the dimensions of the here-ness that we are living on, the now-ness that we're living on. We can never live on a dimension of there-ness because a there-ness doesn't exist. All is a now. All is here and now. And as we begin to live in the here and now, as we begin to take responsibility for every instant, not second, or, but every instant of our beingness, of our expression, then we are doing a very wonderful job. We are doing a very noble direction to ourselves and being who we are here and now. What would you like to be? How do I conceive of an ideal being? How do I conceive of what an ideal being looks like? How do I conceive of what it means to be ideal? what it means to be the allness, the isness, the wholeness, the perfection of all that could ever be. How do I conceive of that to be? Do I conceive of that to be as something unattainable, something beyond my imagination, beyond my scope, beyond my awareness? Do I conceive of that in such an interesting way? Indeed, I do consider it in something inconceivable. I know, silly that is. Isn't it silly to say that the ideal is inconceivable? The ideal is unbelievable. The ideal is something that is beyond comprehension and beyond experience and beyond beingness at all. Well, if we say such a silly, silly thing, we are merely saying that we do not want to experience now, here, who and what we are. You say to yourself as a child, what do you want to be when you grow up? You say to your children, now, learn good manners and learn good habits and your life will be a wonderful thing. We say all these things to our children, but have we ever had the courage, the fortitude, the ability to say the truth to our children? Did our parents ever say the truth to us? Did our parents, and on into infinity, ever say the truth to us? And the answer is no. Because the truth about you and me is we are divine. We are the ideal man, the ideal woman, the ideal being, and we are divine. We are whole and perfect. We are divine. We are now everything that ever could be. Whatever thought I think is manifest in my world, and if I think of a thought of ending, then I have ending. If I think of thought of beginning, then I have beginning. If I think of a thought of nowness with the allness in the nowness, then that is what I am. I am the allness in the nowness. And if I am the allness in the nowness, then I best to start teaching myself that that's what I am. It's best that I start recognizing in myself that that's what I am. It's best that I start knowing in myself who I really am. I am divine. Now, I love the games that my students play with me. My students say, Herb, you're a master. You're fantastic. Well, I know that. And they're a master too, just as fantastic as I am. Herb, you are a master. Now, you can do miracle things. Yes, you might call them miracle things. I do them all the time, and you do them all the time. It's part of our nature. And now, Herb, I want you to perform like a lion in a cage, and you'll sit up, and when I snap the whip, you do things for me, and you're so powerful, and you do whatever I ask you to do. Now, Herb, make this miracle happen. Make that miracle happen. Herb, do this, do that. And the more you say that, the more you say, you do not believe I am a master. You do not believe you are a master. You do not believe that whatever you speak your word for will happen, because I am not a puppet. I am not somebody who dances to somebody else's beg and call. I am me, being myself at all times. If you knew who I was and how wonderful my life is and what great things are happening every instant in my life, you would be amazed. But if you knew that, you would know that also of yourself. You would know also of yourself that you are fantastic, you're glorious, you're magic, you're wonder, you're beyond all comprehension right now. But you keep looking in the outer. We all do that. We keep looking in the outer for the fulfillment of the desire, the goal, the expectation of what we are within ourselves. And as long as we do that, we're going to look to see what we look like somewhere else. We can look at people who are successful and say, oh yeah, they got luck on their side. We can look at people who live long, happy, healthy lives, and we say, oh my goodness, you know, they are blessed, you know, they have some good genes and chromosomes and all that sort of stuff. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. How we give away our reality. How we give away the truth. Now, we all have a good name. We all have a good reputation. We all have a good name, and that's a divine name. Some people say it's God. Some people say it's divine. Some people say it's the allness. Some people say it's whatever they want to say. And we all have this divinity about us. We all have this reputation, this divineness about us, this reality of who we are. Now, are we living up to that reality? Now, you say to yourself, you can say to yourself, I am the allness. I am divine. I am whole and perfect. I am living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My ideal spirit, oh my, nothing can change that. Mind, the universal consciousness that is everywhere around me, all knowledge, all understanding, all experience, everything that ever did, is, will, or can happen, all right? Body, the physical outpicturing of who and what I think I am. Now, if I go to school and learn to be a musician, then I think I am a musician and I will perform as a musician. If I go to school and think I am a mathematician, I will perform as a mathematician in my life, even if I'm not a mathematician as a professional work that I do. In all areas of my life, I will be mathematically competent and fun-filled. If I am an architect, and my life is building and designing and creating beautiful structures, such I will do. If I am a brain surgeon, I will know the brain, I will know how it functions, and I will know how to work in it, and I will know what to do to accomplish the good that I choose to do in doing brain surgery. Whatever I choose to do, I'll be good at it. Now, I won't necessarily be the ultimate, the absolute, the ideal brain surgeon, the ideal architect, but I could. I will be, to whatever degree I believe I am, whatever I have studied, whatever I have claimed is my forte, my desire, my plan in life. And this is who I am. Now, if we could teach our children, you are divine. You are divine. You are divine. You are God. You are the allness. You are divine. You know all. I know that I know that I know. You are divine. You are. If this soliloquy, if this bit of affirmation could be drilled into the consciousness, drilled into the awareness, contrary to any appearances that might come along or anything that might show, what would that child be? That child would be on the road, if not there, being divine. That child would be in progress, a work in progress, if not actually a work fulfilled. For as we say these affirmations, as we affirm the truth about ourselves in the here and the now, we'll know what we look like there. What we look like there is the fulfillment of every beautiful and wonderful affirmation that we affirm about ourselves here and now. I am the ideal. I am the allness. I am the fulfillment. I am God. I am divine. I am the ideal. Keep saying that, knowing that, saying that, knowing that, saying that. If our people, if every child were taught this, because our people believe this, if every child were taught this, every moment of its life, it would express, outpicture, be the ideal. It would be the ideal. Wow! Why don't we do that? Because we don't believe it. Because we only can believe that we can be a mechanic. We only believe that we can mechanically play the piano. We only believe that we can mechanically, rotely, do anything in life. And so long as that's our belief for ourselves, that's our expectation for ourselves, and that's our expression of ourselves. The divine, the absolute, the magnificence of who we are is within us, is at the very heart of our being, awaiting its expression. It does not force itself upon us. It does not make us be that which we are, because we came to this life expression as a human being or as whatever kind of being we are, to not only remember who we are, that we are God, but to be God. And if we come to this life expression and look around us and see people in limitation, see people in sorrow and panic and pain, see people wanting, 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 then that's what we'll do, because we like to associate with people that do those things. Now, I've shared with you the stem cells strongly, strongly, strongly over the years, and I will continue to do it and slip it in here and there. Our stem cells are the original cells in which our body are created. Our brain creates 10,000 new stem cells every single day, scientists tell us. And these stem cells are undifferentiated cells. They do not know what they're supposed to do. They do not know what their program is. They do not know what their function is. They're just cells waiting to be told what to do. And unfortunately, there's nobody to tell them what to do. They come into our brain every single day, and we do not say to them, "Welcome aboard, welcome aboard. This is what I'd like you to do. Today, see my body whole and perfect. Today, see me infinitely wealthy. Today, see me creator of all the desires of my heart. Today, 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 today." But we don't do that. We just let these stem cells, these naked stem cells, waiting, undifferentiated into our consciousness, and then what can they do? They're a gift from ourselves to ourselves every single day, and we don't even welcome them. We don't even say to these stem cells, "I want you to go to work wherever you land, the nose, the eyes, the ears, any organ, action, function of the body or whatever, the mind. I want you to go wherever you land and be your ideal self. And though others around you, other cells around you, may have preformatted who they are, and they may have given themselves the image of being limited, the image of being ill, the image of a scab, the image of something of the past, you come in there with a fresh newness, with a wholeness, with an attitude from right from your divine beingness, unscathed, unchanged, unmoved by whatever you see. And you just wrap all the cells you come in conscious with. You wrap all the cells you come in consciousness with your pure white light of love, with your divinity, with your allness, with your idealness. You wrap them in this. And whatever they were before, it's not as fun, much fun as being wrapped in your love. Whatever they were before is not as wonderful as being wrapped in your ideal spirit, mind, and body concept. And you are the ideal spirit, mind, and body concept as the stem cell. You are undifferentiated. You have not been programmed yet. And you are programming yourself now out of your divinity. And so every cell of our body, every day, is having this new experience, if we want it. A new experience of being born brand new, bringing into our world the ideal of that which we are. And so there's no past, there's no present, there's no future, there's only the now, the wonderful, magnificent now that these stem cells reveal in us. This is a gift we've given to ourselves, a sort of a goad, a sort of a challenge we've given to ourselves, regardless of the fact that appearance may belie the contrary. And so that's what we're looking at. That's who we are. That's where we're going. That's our magnificence. What will we look like there? Well, let's stop thinking that there's a there. And let's start thinking there's a here, now. And this is all that matters, the now. And we're living in the now in our beautiful, ideal, spiritual consciousness, our original purity and integrity. We're living in the magnificence of our undifferentiated stem cells, bringing into our consciousness the reality that we are right now. There's never another time, there's never another world, there's never another experience, there's never anything else except the now. Now, our parents didn't say to us that we were divine. Our parents didn't say to us that we were the original purity and integrity. Our parents didn't say all these wonderful things to us because they didn't know that. They said we're good, we're lovely, we're beautiful. They liked us. They fell in love with our naturalness, our native beingness. But they didn't tell us, like we tell our stem cells, that we can tell our stem cells, that they are the original purity and integrity, and they're infiltrating into this body of ours with every original integrity and purity that they are. And our body is taking on that new look in the here and now. Not the there, but in the here and now of our original purity and integrity. Now. Wonderfully now. And with that magnificence now. Wow. What would lay before us? What dreams, gifts, goals, ideals, programs are standing forth saying, take me, I'm yours, take me, I'm yours. Wealth, I'm yours. Health, I'm yours. Joy, I'm yours. Happiness, I'm yours. Love, I'm yours. Goodness, I'm yours. All that is, I'm yours. Nothing could be more fantastic, glorious, and wonderful than to say, I am yours. But what is it you want that is yours? You claim the highest and the best of the universe as yours now, as I do. We claim our truth right now. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am whole and perfect. I live in a glorious beingness. My undifferentiated stem cells are just waiting to be told, hey, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're good, you're wonderful, you're magnificent. Just waiting, just waiting, just waiting, just waiting, just waiting. And as they just wait, they wait for me to say, you are wonderful. You are beautiful. You are all that is. You are perfect. You are the miracle of all life. I speak my word, and it is so. I think my thought, and it is done. I lift up my heart, my soul, my being, into the awareness of the allness that I am right now. And I claim the allness that I am right now. And I love the allness that I am right now. And it is a great and a good feeling. The allness that I am right now awaits my presentation of myself, saying that I am that allness. I am that allness. What my parents forgot to tell me when I was born and raised, I now tell myself. I am God. I like me. And that's all that matters. I love you. I love you. I love you.